feel stressed out, overwhelmed, and maybe even burnt out, this podcast episode is for you. On this podcast, I talk with Dr. Shivani Barto. She is a dentist, wellness coach, and yoga teacher. She has over 12 years of experience teaching yoga, hosting retreats, facilitating wellness workshops, and lecturing on topics such as stress management and ergonomics. Shivani is passionate about merging the ancient wisdom of yoga, meditation, and breathwork with modern science to help healthcare professionals experience less stress, feel better mentally and physically, and enjoy life more. Let's dive in. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode on the Aligned Hygienist podcast. I am excited to be with a friend, amazing human and dentist in our space. Shivani, welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and to talk about all things wellness and preventing burnout.
Yes, I know that is something that we are both really passionate about and have personal experiences with stress and burnout out in our dental career and just life. So I would love to dive in by, you talk a lot about burnout. I would love for you to share kind of a more surface level definition of burnout, because I know a lot of dental professionals, whether we're hygienists or dentists, a lot of us are experiencing burnout. This is huge.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the term has become pretty ubiquitous in today's culture. And it is important to really be clear about the definition. So the World Health Organization actually defines burnout in their classification of diseases. And they define it as, I'm not going to read the whole definition, I'm going to read what I think are the key parts. It's resulting from chronic unmanaged stress. So those are really the keys, chronic unmanaged stress. And it typically has three dimensions where we feel like our energy is completed, feeling extremely exhausted. We have increased mental distance from our job. So this can feel like detachment or cynicism, feelings of negativity, and reduced personal efficacy. So that means you're less productive, you're less effective, there's no sense of accomplishment anymore. And burnout really differs from stress in the sense that there is this attitude of hopelessness. When our stress response is activated and we have a healthy nervous system and we can manage stress in our life, there's an attitude of hope of I can, and that stress response really mobilizes us to manage whatever stressor is coming our way, right? If we've got a lion coming at us and we need to fight or flee, the stress in a healthy nervous system, our stress response is able to respond to that threat. And even in, let's say, a workplace situation, you have a difficult patient that activates your stress response, you're able to manage that. And your body is mobilized, your mind is active. And then after the threat passes, you go back to this baseline, more relaxed state your nervous system does. Whereas in burnout, there is this disengagement, almost like we're frozen, right? Instead of being able to fight or flee, we feel stuck in this frozen state. Those feelings of depression, numbness, dissociation. And that's really important to distinguish, because oftentimes we may not recognize burnout in ourselves. It's easier to see that in someone else around us. So this is really important for having that mindfulness around our colleague, around our family, and being able to notice when someone is shifting from that attitude of I can to I can't.
Yes. And so there's so many pieces here. For people that are in that I can't space, what do we do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it really comes down to healing this broken stress response. Mm-hmm. And that is our nervous system, right? We've all learned about our nervous system. And I think nervous system regulation has become a little bit more popular now. But I'll kind of just talk through some key points here. Generally, like I said, our stress response, that's our sympathetic nervous system. You can think of that as like a gas pedal. Anytime we have a threat that gets activated, our body is mobilized. And then when the threat passes, we go back to this parasympathetic state. You can think of that as like the break. And that's like our rest, digest, connect, create, where we feel really safe. And what's interesting is with the stress cycle, it's perceived threats, right? So the mind and the body can't distinguish what's real and what's imagined. So your body will react, or your nervous system may react to negative news you see on social media. It may think it's a real life threat happening to you in real time, where it's really just something that's happening across the world. And that may be the case in the workplace as well. If you've got something stressful that's happening that's activating your stress response, your body may be reacting as though it's a life-threatening thing that's happening, when in reality, it's not. And you can think about, I always use the example of like public speaking, or maybe riding a roller coaster, how you feel that like your heart races, that you really do have that physiological response. But you're just walking on a stage and talking to a group of people, there's really no threat there. So in our current day modern society, we have way more threats coming at us, right? Our nervous system has evolved to really handle one lion roaring at us at a time. And now we have an entire jungle roaring at us all day, every day. So we're just so overstimulated. And the last piece of this that I think is really going to help people is understanding that physiologic response. We have a cascade of stress hormones that are released every time our stress response is activated. And it takes anywhere between 20 and 60 minutes for these hormones, these stress hormones, to be metabolized in the body. And then our body can kind of go back to baseline. So
Isn't
imagine
that
crazy? If you, like 30 minutes to an hour, basically. So let's say you, in your day-to-day life, your body is perceiving threats more than once an hour. You never get a chance to go back to baseline. You have these stress hormones chronically coursing through your body, and that leads to a lot of long-term health issues. And we can go over that in a moment. But do you have any questions about the stress cycle regarding that? I think just like understanding the hormones is really important.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with and fascinated by the nervous system and the stress response. And I just keep thinking about how many dental professionals, probably some that are listening right now, that are in that chronic stressed, even just chronic stress state. But if we cannot keep up, if we cannot continue, like find our way back to baseline, that number, that like level just keeps raising and raising and raising. And our tolerance, we think, is probably increasing, but I'm imagining like decreasing our capacity, right? Our bandwidth.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I actually love explaining this through the analogy of the stress bucket. I think that really helps hit home this concept. So the analogy essentially is, imagine you have a bucket, which is your nervous system. And throughout the day, you have stressors that are filling the bucket, right? You can imagine this as like water filling a bucket. And then we have taps that help us empty the bucket. These are different stress relievers. So these are things like healthy sleep, nutrition, and movement, spending time with loved ones, spending time in nature, you know, yoga, meditation, breath work, all of these great tools. And when our nervous system is healthy, when our stress response is regulated, our bucket is very well balanced, right? When stressors come in, we can relieve the stress, and it's just kind of an in and out easy flow. But when our nervous system is dysregulated, right, when we have that chronic unmanaged stress, there is an imbalance, and stressors will fill our bucket faster than we are able to relieve the stress. And so the water level gets higher and higher and higher. And as that level increases, like you said, our bandwidth, our capacity to manage stress really goes down. And we tend to then use shortcuts as stress relievers. And these are things like those bad habits, I call them stress recyclers, like things that tend to be over consuming social media, food, online shopping, you know, pick, you name it. And people tend to have that one thing that they love that just really helps them numb out. Or maybe in small doses, it's okay. But in big doses, it's just recycling our stress. And so
I love
we've
that.
Got this
recycle our stress recycling. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, and I kind of think of it as like junk food, right? Like we know that it tastes good and it might be okay. Just have a couple bites here and there, but we're going to really have a tummy ache or feel really low energy after we completely binge out eating that. So we, you know, this creates a really big issue. our nervous system is dysregulated, our stress bucket is completely out of whack, and it makes us really trigger sensitive. And so I want you to imagine now you've got this bucket that's completely full, almost full to the top, and there's one thing that happens in your day, and it's that last drop that then makes the bucket overflow. That could be someone cutting you off in traffic, that could be a patient who shows up late, that could be your kid dropping a glass of milk on the ground, and that makes you snap, right? You become trigger sensitive. And it's kind of like the hair that broke the camel's back. And that is what we're seeing happening, is people unable to manage their stressors, and their stress bucket's overflowing and they're feeling burnt out. That's what burnout is when our stressors outpace our capacity to relieve the stress. And so the solution is really learning how to rebalance that bucket. Is, you know, we can do it through a lot of different techniques. We can slow the flow of our stressors. That might mean taking a break from work. That might mean asking for help, building healthier habits. We can increase the stress relievers in our life, which means adding in more tools. So maybe after you have a difficult patient, you do a minute of a deep breathing exercise and some chairside stretching. That might help you process that stress, right? And then I think this is the key, and this is really where the magic lies, is we can build a bigger bucket, right? So we can actually train our nervous system just like we would train a muscle, right? You can like go to the gym, lift weights, build a bigger muscle. Same thing you can do with your nervous system. You can use specific practices to train your nervous system to manage stress better. And that's essentially building a bigger bucket, right? So you've now increased your capacity to hold stress. You're less trigger sensitive. You're less vulnerable. You're more resilient. You're able to recover faster. And yeah, it just creates a lot more ease and flow through your life, where your body is not stuck in that chronically high activated stress state. And what are these practices that help us reprogram our nervous system? Spoiler alert, that has to do with yoga, meditation, and breath work. It's one of the biggest ways we can reprogram our nervous system. But there are a lot of other practices, essentially anything that is a controlled acute stress. So something that's just slightly challenging. You can think of like cold plunging or taking a cold shower, something that is putting you a little bit out of your comfort zone. You're retraining your mind and your body to stay calm in that situation. And then you come back to safety and you've built, now you've increased your window of tolerance just slightly. So shifting from this mindset of viewing stressors as threats into viewing stressors as an opportunity for growth.
Yes.
So it's a lot of an attitude shift as well, of changing the way we're seeing what is happening throughout the day and seeing things that not necessarily happening to us, but happening for us.
So. Which I feel like this leads us into one of the things that we want to really talk about today. But I was just thinking, I've shared on the podcast before that really early on in my career, when I was in chronic pain, I was definitely burnt out. And it was right as I was beginning my first and second yoga teacher training. So I was starting to build my bucket, right? Or build a bigger bucket and learn how to manage all of these things. But more recently in the last year, which I've shared a little bit on the podcast, of everything that I went through with my dad in chemo and going through his treatment and trying to juggle all of life somehow in that, I became burnt out. Like it went from stress to burnout really quickly, not quickly, but it shifted. And there was about 2 months that I knew I was burnt out. I was starting to make changes, but I just kept feeling like I just need some space from all of the things, right? I think it can be hard when we're in burnout and still trying to keep up with working Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 with the kids all, like it can be hard to keep up with that. And I remember when I was starting to make changes, I just kept like, I need to like take a few days off of work and to cut a lot of this, like the day-to-day things, and just take some time to breathe and be with myself. Because again, it is hard when we are inundated to start. It's possible. It's 1000% possible. I did it. It's possible to start making little changes and to feel better given the busyness that we have. Like you said, a lot of it's a shift in mindset. But I think one really amazing thing is a little bit of time and space from our everyday, even if it's a day, a Sunday, a week would be great, right? But
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And that is a misconception, is that when someone is feeling burnt out and they need a solution, they're trying to fit a solution into their already busy life. And it's like adding another thing into your bucket. It's like then becoming a stressor to try to figure, now it's a to-do, another thing on your to-do list, essentially.
Right. Yeah.
And really that when you are in that state of about to overflow, you're right, you need to take a step back. It's actually about doing less and not doing more and giving yourself that space, because you have to let things drain just a little bit so you can get to a level where you have the mental capacity to really grow. And if you are in that alarming state of burnout that is past, you know, it's that critical level, it's not possible to then be able to come back down into a healthy state. You have to, it's actually impossible for our nervous system to go from this freeze state all the way back down to calm. We have to move through all the stages before. And so that takes time, and it definitely requires space. And it's not something that happens overnight, right? Because your bucket didn't fill up overnight. You're not going to be able to empty it out overnight either. And it's going to take time. And it's going to take practice. It's going to be messy. I know that sometimes that analogy can really oversimplify things, and it can make people feel like the solution is really easy, but it does take time and patience. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it takes time to, like you said, start to drain that bucket, but also learn new tools and build new resources and expand yourself. That takes time and patience, and we humble and mess up along the way.
Yeah. And I think that, again, going with this bucket analogy, I love this thing.
I know.
Is that, right, if you quite literally had a bucket underneath the faucet and it was filling up and you didn't want it to overflow, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're not going to try to install a new tap. You're not going to try to start building a new bucket. The first thing you're going to do is turn off the water, right? So you have to reduce the flow of stressors. And that really does mean taking a break. And that can mean drastic action of asking for extra time off, of asking for help, booking a hotel, getting away from your family for a weekend, going on a retreat, and really separating yourself from the stressors to give yourself enough time to really take a step back and see things from a greater perspective. And then you can start to integrate, learn, grow, and use all these other tools. After you turn the water off, after you stop, you know, you take a break from things, the thing that I've seen in my clients that's helped the most is then practicing what I call energy management. So it's different from time management, but energy management is, you think of yourself like you have a battery that you want to recharge. Time is a finite resource. You know, you can only use so many hacks to really give yourself more time in the day, but energy is a renewable resource. You can recharge yourself. And so doing specific practices that are not necessarily adding more to your to-do list, but maybe doing things just a little bit differently will allow you to feel like you have more energy to then create more change. Because if you're coming from this state of burnout, adding in a whole bunch of new healthy habits is actually going to feel worse. It's going to feel harder. And so first, it's all of just the basics, right? Optimizing your sleep. That's the first thing, is, are you getting enough rest? Sleep during the night and then rest during the day. And the easiest thing you can do, the first thing I would tell everyone is, first thing in the morning, get outdoor light exposure. So within the first hour of waking up, you want to, even on a cloudy, cold, wintry day, you want to have anywhere between 5 to 30 minutes, based on how bright it is, of outdoor natural light exposure. And this really helps to recalibrate our circadian rhythm and will allow you to have higher quality of sleep that night. So I'm not going to go too much into the science of that, but it's such a simple, easy hack. So maybe it's taking your dog for a walk, or having your cup of coffee outside when on your commute to work. Maybe you're not wearing sunglasses. That's, you know, you have some bright light that's coming in. Maybe if you live in an area that's darker when you you wake up, having bright lights around the house, maybe investing in a happy light, like a red light that you can have in the morning that shines on your face, and just close your eyes and drink your cup of tea or water and let that light recharge you, essentially. So that's like the first easiest tip I will tell anyone who is in that state of burnout is, how is your sleep? And can you in the morning try to get some light? Very easy, simple change.
Yeah, I feel like so many of the things when it comes to burnout that can support us is like, keep it simple. Come back to the basics, like stop adding on, first of all, shut off the water, shut off the intake. And then what are really simple things that you can do? Starting with sleep, starting with making sure you're hydrated, moving your body, even if it's in like the smallest, most subtle way.
Absolutely. And then this one is the harder one, but it's the low hanging fruit. And I think it can really change people's lives, is unplugging from technology. So spending less time on your phone, on watching TV, on your iPad, because, right, this is going to be a hard one, because I think that tends to be one of our stress recyclers. We often feel like, okay, when we're overwhelmed and stressed out, I'm just going to quick check my phone. We can doom scroll, and we get that quick dopamine hit. It makes us feel better temporarily, but it's really detrimental overall to our mental and our physical health. And technology is getting in the way of your quality of sleep, right? Just by the blue light that it emits at night. If we're staring at our screens and, you know, flooding our body with this blue light right before sleep, we're not able to, our body's not releasing melatonin properly. We're not able to drop into states of deep sleep as quickly. And that's going to keep draining your batteries. And then also filling all of the spaces throughout our day in between patient red light. We know we shouldn't be checking our phone, and we do. When you're waiting for the elevator or you're waiting in line somewhere, all of those little spaces throughout the day, we're filling with more information. We're inundating ourselves and overstimulating ourselves. So the next best thing you can do, right, is turn off that tap or turn off the faucet, turn off the flow of information that's coming in, reduce the number of inputs, and keep your phone away, and use those little micro moments that are already built into your day as an opportunity to let your brain take a break. So in between patients, when you're commuting somewhere, I like to call it the silent drive, of when you're driving somewhere, don't listen to anything. Don't listen to music or a podcast. I'm sorry if you're listening to this podcast driving home right now.
No judgment, just sometimes.
Just sometimes, even for the first couple minutes of your commute, of just letting your nervous system come back to that baseline regulated state. This is such an easy tip to not add more to your to-do list. It's actually about doing less. So do a little digital detox, and it does wonders for energy levels and for that sense of overwhelm, for feeling like there is just too much going on.
Yes, such good tips and reminders. You talk about getting in the, or being in the car and not listening to anything. I used to love doing that, especially on really hard days after work, those challenging patients. And I would get in my car and just drive all the way home without, I didn't have that far of a commute, but still just the quiet, the nothing. And that, instead of coming into, you know, different music or calling someone and venting about what happened, just like process it, be with it, come back to baseline, right? And then keep going with our day. And I think those transitions just in general are so important when we go from work to other life or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a third tool that I would like to share before we wrap up. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm, please.
Awesome. So like I mentioned already, the first one, energy management, getting sleep. And really that starts with your morning, the day before. So getting outdoor sunlight. The second one is unplugging from tech, taking a little digital detox, the silent drive, embracing those breaks in between the transitions in your life. And then the third one is completing the stress cycle. So coming back to this idea of our nervous system and a healthy nervous system, we have a threat, we have a response, and then we perceive safety and we can go back to normal. So when we are, our body and our nervous system are not feeling as though there was, like, we've run away from the tiger and now we're safe and we can relax, when there's no resolution, we stay stuck in that chronic state. So the next tool is to help people complete the stress cycle, because, you know, stressors are inevitable in life. Even when you turn off the tap and you take a break, when you do have to step back into daily life, this is a real problem. And so what that might mean is mimicking the fight or flight response in your body after something stressful happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll use an example. Let's say you're driving to work and you get cut off in traffic. And all of a sudden, you probably know that feeling where you're like, all of a sudden really alert, you feel your heart racing, you feel that flood of stress hormones, but you're safe, you're fine. So what can you do in that situation? Well, once you're safe, maybe not while the car is moving, once you're parked, I want you to blast a song, maybe sing really, really loudly. You can bang on the steering wheel. If you've got a soundproof car, maybe you're screaming. I want you to like release that pent up energy and help your body metabolize those stress hormones. There's a couple different exercises, because sometimes that feels silly for people, but
yes.
There are different things like you can do, get out of the car and do jumping jacks or do some burpees. Once you get into your op and you have a little privacy, maybe do a quick 30 second dance session. A really easy one is what I call push the wall. Put your hands on a wall and imagine like you're trying to push it down, like use as much energy as you can to knock that wall down. You can punch a pillow. And then the easiest one, this is like the most subtle, is the tension and release. So even if you're sitting in your car still, you can practice this with me right now, is tensing every single muscle. So putting your hands into fists, squeezing your eyes, clenching your jaw, activate every muscle as tightly as possible, squeeze, 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 and then release it all. And you may need to do that depending on like how activated you were. You may need to hold that tension for like 20, 30 seconds, or you may need to do 3 or 4 rounds of it, but it really helps us metabolize those stress hormones and complete the stress cycle. So then we want to signal safety to our body. That might mean like doing one slow, calm, deep breath, a deep breath in, deep breath out. Okay, I'm safe now. I didn't die. That car didn't run into me. I'm good. I can go about my day. And so you can really feel like your shoulders drop as opposed to then continuing to move through your day in this like state where you're like,
carrying
oh,
it.
Carrying it. And that adds up throughout, you know, stress is cumulative. So instead of letting it build up throughout the day, I want you to process it as it happens. And there's other ways we can signal safety to our body. That could be humming, singing a song, maybe having social connection, talking with a coworker, sharing a joke, or having a laugh with them, a quick hug, looking out the window, looking at nature is really helpful, grounding in nature, going for a walk outside. There's other really cool tools I love to teach in longer sessions, that some include what's called emotional freedom technique tapping, which involves tapping different meridian points throughout the body. There's ear auricular stimulation. You can do that through massage, through listening to like sound bowls or different vibration levels. There's visual stimulation. So doing what is traditionally eye yoga to stimulate the nerves, the cranial nerves, to help calm the nervous system. So there's a lot of really cool tricks that you can do, but just keeping it simple in this, that back to that analogy of someone cutting you off in traffic, if your stress response is activated, complete the stress cycle, do a tension and release, hold everything together, and then signal safety. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and then move about your day. So that is a really easy tool to integrate and to start using like right away. And it will make you feel so much better by the end of the day, where you don't have all of those stressors on your shoulders, and you're able to really then relax after you get home, and you can really enjoy your own time at that point.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I actually already feel more calm right now, just watching and listening to you breathe and thinking about that. When you were talking about the idea of like finishing the stress cycle, don't animals like dogs, they actually, after something stressful, they shake out, like when dogs shake out their body, that's a way to for them to finish their stress cycle. And I was just going to add that shaking, like shaking your body, yes, like shaking out your hands, your feet, and similar to dancing in some way, but that's a way to release the stress cycle too.
Yeah. Somatic release. That's so good. Shaking is really good. Tapping. You can like tap your arms, tap the side of your hand. There's so many great ways to do it. And it's going to be different for each person, what their comfort level is, what they're able to do, and also what feels good for them. Yeah. And it just takes a little practice and trial and error. And these are things that I love to teach in person because they're hard. You know, you can listen to it and you can know that it's good for you to do it, but it's another thing to really embody it, try it. And so when I'm teaching yoga classes, workshops, or at retreats, I love teaching these different types of tools so people can kind of build their own toolbox and say, okay, this happened to me. I've learned these five different tools. This is what's going to be the best for me in this situation. And it's kind of like building a menu and allowing people, giving them the power to say, when stressors happen in my life, I don't have to be in this state of burnout. I can choose a tool. I can choose to do something that's going to help me feel better. And I think that's really empowering. So I 100% recommend people to start integrating this into their life. And if they're struggling with that, if they need more support, finding, you know, you and I both have a really great offer coming up of how people can practice that in real time with people.
Yeah. Let's dive into that. So Shivani shared so many amazing tools that we are excited to bring together and share with our dental community. Do you want to share more about it?
Yes, I'm so excited. Caitlin and I are hosting a retreat together. It's called the Align Retreat. This is a wellness immersion. It's a week-long wellness immersion for women in dentistry. And we are going to be retreating to this beautiful venue in Mexico. And it's 6 days. Yes, it's gorgeous. And it's 6 days dedicated to recovering those who feel like they're burnt out and they need a break, right? You're going to separate yourself from work, from the stressors of life. You don't have to worry about cooking or cleaning. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be filled with lots of good wellness practices. We'll start every morning with some movement, some yoga, some meditation and breath work. And then we'll have workshops sprinkled throughout the week that are, we'll have a few hours of dental CE in them, but they'll have a lot more as well. So we're focusing on aligning the mind, the body, the breath, and the soul. So really giving you tools that you can use for all different aspects of your life. And we've got some fun excursions that will be included as well. Trips to get out in nature, to experience the local culture. And then we have some special ceremonies baked in. So we'll be doing sound healing, cacao ceremony, some other fun surprises along the way. And it's just the perfect opportunity. The reason I love retreats is because it's an immersive experience. So I think the trouble with wellness is there's, you know, we know what to do, but it's actually putting those tools into practice. And so in a place where you have all of your basic needs already met, and you're surrounded by these people, by teachers who can guide you, and by a community that is supporting you, you have an opportunity to really put these tools into practice and build your own toolkit to really know what's going to work for you, what's realistic and what's not. And that way you can leave this immersive experience really experiencing a transformation. So leaving feeling as though you're empowered to use those tools in your real life. It's not, you know, you going to a retreat and just kind of laying on a beach for 6 days. This is actually, we're looking for people who are ready to take action and who are ready to change. This is going to be a transformational experience. It will be relaxing, but at the same time, you're going to be going back home equipped to really handle the stressors in your life, to prevent burnout, and to be able to maintain that balance effortlessly. It's a really exciting and powerful experience, and I cannot wait for it.
I cannot wait. So we are essentially helping you stop the overfill of water, to help you drain your bucket, and also equip you with a bigger bucket with more tools.
Absolutely.
New and improved. In the beautiful beach.
We should have called it the bucket retreat.
I promise we won't say it the whole
time. No. I think that there's so much more depth to it. And we're really just scratching the surface here. So yeah. if you're ready to learn some of these new tools, we're going to be sharing things that you can't find on Google. You can't just like look it up. We're going to be sharing things that have worked in our lives personally, that have worked in thousands of our clients' lives. And we're really bridging the ancient wisdom of yoga, right? Yoga is this like 5,000-year-old philosophy. They really have it figured out. It's the original personal development. So we're going to be bridging that with modern day science and how, you know, like we've talked about the nervous system and what is evidence-based and what is really going to work and what we can apply into our modern day life. So we're bringing both sides of the pieces of the puzzle together. And I think it's going to be an incredible educational experience, transformational for your mind, your body. And there's going to be some really badass women that come.
And I
have a great group coming together.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just certain it's going to sell out. And I actually haven't really said that about many things, but there's not really anything like this in dentistry that brings women together in this way that we get to go shut off everything, take care of ourselves, be in this beautiful place and invest in ourselves, our energy and the way that we feel and learn new things in community, in collaboration with other incredible women.
Absolutely. And beautiful weather, beautiful food, meals, fresh coconuts.
Yes.
And it's going to be a very serene experience. So I'm excited. I think that you're right. It's going to sell out. We have very limited spots because we want this to be intimate. So if this is something you're interested in, I would take action ASAP. Yeah. We do have an early bird special, which is a huge discount. And we've offered payment plans. So, you know, with a deposit as little as $600, you can reserve your spot. You can get that early bird discount and set up payments and installments. So it doesn't have to be this one-time payment. Makes it very easy, accessible. All you have to do is hit reserve and buy a flight and that's it. So
come hang out with us.
Super simple. We made the process as easy as possible. And I think that if there are any hesitations, the one thing that I hear from most people is I don't have time. There's no way I can like get away for a full week or 6 days. And my response to that is you're going to keep drowning, right? Your bucket is going to keep overflowing and you're going to be treading water. And if you want to get off of that treadmill, if you want to take a step away and feel better for the long term, if you're looking for a real long-term solution, then you got to carve this time out. The retreat's not for another 6 or 7 months. So we've got lots of time. Yeah, lots of time to work out schedules. I'm happy to chat offline with people one-on-one, just like I know you are, about how we can make this work if it's a concern with your family or with your workplace and getting that time off. Let's make it happen. That's why we're offering Dental CE. It's going to help make this a real thing that you can utilize in your dental practice for your patients' benefit. You're going to be a better provider in the long term for your community and for your family. So it's a win-win. And when I think we can pour back into ourselves, we fill our cup, we can then overflow and help others. So that's the goal. Thank you so much for having me on to discuss this. You can tell I'm so passionate and I love this topic. I can't wait to bring this event to life with you.
I can't either. It's funny because we have talked about co-creating a retreat and we have almost done one online. And when Shivani came to me recently for this one, it was like full body. Yes, it is the time. It is you. It is us. And it's really going to be incredible. If this episode landed for you, if it hit and you feel like you need new tools, whether it's in your physical health or your mental health and well-being or both, please, I invite you to join. I'll share the link to get more information on the Align Retreat in the show notes below. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me or Shivani. My email is hello@thealignedhygienist.com, or you can send me a message on Instagram @thealignedhygienist. And Shivani is?
You can find me on Instagram at Dr. Shavasana, and you can drop me a DM there or email me at drshavasana@gmail.com. Put that as in the show notes as well. And I'd love to connect with you one-on-one, even if this retreat is not accessible to you. This is something that I am certain Caitlin and I will be doing again in the future. And we're always hosting different workshops and ways to bring people together. So I hope I get to work with each and every one of you in the future.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on here, Shivani, for sharing your wealth of knowledge and inspiration with the community. And I'll put how to contact Shivani below as well. And I hope you all have a great day. And if you're interested in the Align Retreat, don't wait.
Don't wait. Yes. We'll see you in Mexico. Pack your bags.
Yes. Let's go. All right. Take care, friends. Stay aligned. Bye.